Dear participants, thank you for standing by. Welcome to DSM's conference call. Throughout today's presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. To register for questions, you may dial star one at any time. Now I would like to turn the call over to Mrs. Lieke de Jong. Please go ahead.
Thank you, operator. Welcome to this conference call of DSM's 2009 first half year results, which we published earlier this morning. Sitting here with me are both Mr. Feike Sijbesma, CEO and Chairman of the Managing Board, and Mrs. Geraldine Matchett, CFO and Member of the Managing Board. They will elaborate on the results, and after that are available to answer your questions. We have 30 minutes this morning, so until 8:30. As a reminder, today's presentation can contain forward-looking statements. In that regard, I would like to point you to our disclaimer regarding forward-looking statements as published on our website and in our press releases. I'd now like to hand over the call to Feike and Geraldine. Feike, please go ahead.
Thank you, Lieke. Thank you all for calling in this morning and spending time to DSM. Highly appreciate it. Before starting and looking to the results of this first half year, let me remind you about last year. Last year, in the first half year especially, we had an exceptional supply disruption in vitamins because one of our competitors was down, and we created the so-called temporary vitamin effect. We benefited last year in the first half year from this outage of competitor. We last year also reported our growth excluding, of course also including, but mainly excluding, and we said you need to look to the results progress last year, excluding the temporary vitamin effect, and we call that underlying business. Likewise, we do that this year, and we compare the so-called underlying business, so without that effect of this first half year compared with the first half year of last year. Now, to make it even more complicated, there's also a bookkeeping rule changes, so-called IFRS 16, which has to do with lease and other accounting rules, and we publish and we talk here about the numbers, including that effect, and we gave in the press release, including and excluding, that you have full transparency about that. Now, having made those, not disclaimers, but elucidations on how to interpret our results, and I saw also some people said, "Hey, what about last year, first half year, and this year? Is there a profit increase or profit decline?" No, there's a clear profit increase. It basically can say we had a good first half year, as demonstrated also in this second quarter. A good momentum in nutrition, great progress, and in materials, we have in fact showed our resilience. If we look to the total company, sales was up this first half year, 3%. Adjusted EBITDA profit increased even 12%. Also cash generation, very good in this first half year, up 14%. If you look to our net profit, with 401 million compared to last year, especially when you take that vitamin effect into consideration, also clearly up. Good results this first half year, also second quarter. Based on that, we reiterate and confirm our outlook, our positive outlook for the whole year. Now let me dive into two businesses, nutrition, organic growth, and the first half year, 4%, and an EBITDA increase of 13%. This means solid organic growth, good cost and margin management. I think good progress in our nutrition business, both on the sales and the organic sales side and the profit side. If we look to our materials business, of course, we operate there in a more challenging environment, although the materials business is only 30% of DSM, 70% is nutrition. That 30% operates with certain products, not with all products, in a more difficult environment. Automotive, especially China, building constructions, electronics, especially China, were of course down. On the other hand, our Dyneema, super strong fiber, functional materials, did basically very well. Combination of the two in materials showed that our volumes, of course, were down about 5-6% in this first half year. But our EBITDA over the first half year was basically flat. And that is due to the fact that we could compensate with Dyneema, functional materials and others for the effect we saw in the automotive business. So all in all, especially if I compare it with peers in the materials business, we have been doing basically very well with a flat EBITDA. Now, also on the sustainability performance, I need to say we are well on track. Greenhouse gas, energy efficiency, but also renewable electricity. Our Eco Plus, People Plus, we call that private living solutions, products with a lesser environmental impact than competing products, it's 63% of our total portfolio. We have the highest ranking in MCSI and Sustainalytics. You find more details in our press release, but also there, fully on track. And then last, I highlight also our big projects in innovation. Veramaris, formerly called Green Ocean, where we produce algae-based omega-3 fatty acids for the agriculture. We just opened a new factory in Blair, Nebraska, replacing fish oil that we, in our fish farms in the world, can feed the fish in the fish farms with algae oil and don't have to empty the ocean with fish oil. And we see several retailers in Germany and France being interested. We see all kinds of salmon producers and other fish farm producers already knocking on our door to buy the product. Also, Clean Cow, second project. We are busy with the registration, amongst others in Europe. And also there, we are progressing well. Avansia, joint venture with Cargill on stevia, the natural sweetener. Also, they're doing well, and we are constructing our factory in the United States together with Cargill this moment. And also the fourth project, Niaga, recyclable carpets, fully on track. So that's important because with all those innovations, we are not only on track with achieving our positive outlook for this year, but I think we're also on track achieving our mid-term strategic targets for 2021. So in short, on track, good. Second quarter, good. First half year, nutrition with more than 10% profit growth, materials flat profit in a difficult economic environment, total company clearly up, outlook confirmed, strategic targets well on track to achieve that. And with that elucidation, I would like to open the floor for questions. Operator.
Ladies and gentlemen, for questions, you can press star 1. Go ahead, please. First question is from Mr. Bart Meijer, Reuters. Go ahead.
Good morning. Thank you for your time. On the developments in China, would you say that demand has weakened further there? And can you simply tell us a bit more about what is happening there? Are you hurt by slowing economic growth? Is it the uncertainty over the trade tensions?
Good question. Thanks for that. If you look overall, I would say, if I look to the trade issues between US and China, maybe also Europe, first of all, there is an issue on increased import duties in several countries. Most of our products that we sell are exempted from that import duties in nutrition and food. We see some products which falls under that import duty regime, and that is, of course, in our solar business, but that is marginal. So the direct effect on all the trade issues on DSM is not that big. The indirect effect is that due to the trade issues, the global economy and the global trade is going down, and that in certain markets there is some uncertainty. And if I take China, the automotive consumption also in the automotive production in China is clearly down. And of course, we see that in our business. Now, we see that only in our materials business, because 70% of companies' nutrition, there we don't see any effect. In our materials business, we see an effect in a part of our materials business, because in Dyneema and functional materials, in our materials business, we don't see an effect. So it is limited to a certain part and only an indirect effect. Is automotive more down in China this quarter than last quarter? I don't think so. It's already for two quarters, maybe three quarters down. And you see it also in our volume figures. That is more or less in our EBITDA figures, the second quarter, same as first quarter. It did not restore it. And as you know, the US and China did not come to an agreement yet. I also don't know when. But I don't see a further worsening. I hope this answers your question.
Okay, yes, no further worsening, kind of a stable situation looking forward as long as this dispute is not resolved.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Next question is from Ms. Ellen Proper, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please.
Yes, thank you. Good morning, all. I noticed that ASM stepped up its collaboration with a China-based manufacturer of environmentally friendly paints and coatings.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering whether this company is operating in the same field as ExxonMobil, and to what extent does this create competition for ExxonMobil?
Which company, sorry?
The stepped-up collaboration with Shenfang, a Chinese-based world-leading manufacturer of environmentally friendly paints and coatings, that's said in the press release.
Yeah.
Way down. And I was wondering whether this creates competition for AkzoNobel.
No, it is more supplying to AkzoNobel than having or companies like AkzoNobel. I mean, we are busy in making coatings, and especially waterborne coatings, and we supply to the paint companies. And China is one of those countries where especially waterborne coatings are very heavily promoted, also by legislation. Now, we benefit from that. And with those waterborne coatings in China, but also outside China, we supply to paint companies. Is there something more to be said about it, Dave? No?
Okay, thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. Go ahead, please. Next question is from Mr. Hans Verbraken, Financiële Dagblad. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Feike and Geraldine. I have a question about China and the pig flu or the pig disease. I don't know what it is exactly, but...
Pig flu.
Pig flu, yes.
They call it.
Swine flu. Oh, yes.
Yeah, we know. No problem.
Okay. Can you elaborate about the effects of this disease? There was also mentioned in the first quarter, has been continued in the second quarter, I think.
Yes, it has been continuing in the second quarter. So this swine flu is a not pleasant thing, of course, which is happening already for 1-2 decades from time to time. And of course, it influenced then the pig or swine pork business. The impact on DSM, however, is limited, because what you will see if there is swine flu and animals are killed or lesser production, and of course we sell less to that segment, but sometimes other regions take over where the swine flu is not there, they take over production, and since we are globally, we sell then in other regions more and in China less. And also, people continue to eat meat, and in most cases, they switch them to poultry. And we also brought not only geographically, but also in a different species. So then we sell more to the poultry farms and a little bit less to the pig farms. So yes, it has an influence. Yes, it is there. And still also in the second quarter, totally correct. Yes, it is influencing our business. But at the same moment, we get more business in other spaces and in other geographical areas. And here you see a little bit I think the benefit that we are spread on so many species and spread globally, that the impact on DSM is limited.
Okay, thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, the next question is from Ms. Ellen Proper, Bloomberg. Go ahead, please.
Yes, could you just remind us what the total sales is of the automotive business, of the what the automotive business is in terms of total sales? I believe in the past was said it's 8% of total sales.
5-6% of total DSM. So it's limited, 6%. And 5-6% of total DSM. And a part of that is then China, so that's even a smaller part. I don't know whether we know whether of that 5-6% is in China then, Dave?
No, about one third.
One third? Okay. So one third of that 5-6% of total DSM will be in China. So here you see also that has an effect, clearly, but limited, and other materials doing well. So it comes back, and I reiterate that I think, do we see an impact of the world economy on our materials business? Yes. Do we see also that we changed our materials business over the years to a different portfolio with higher specialty products like functional materials, Dyneema and others, biomedical, all that stuff? Yes. And therefore, you see that the EBITDA impact is much more limited with a flat EBITDA and even expanded margin for our materials business. So compared with the rest of the pack, so to say, if we compare ourselves with peers, and you see several analysts also reporting on that, we do basically pretty well in that business. And that business is 30% of the total DSM, the materials business.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your phone. For question star 1, go ahead, please. There's a question from Mr. Hans Verbruikens, Financiële Dagblad. Go ahead.
Yes, Feike, I have still one question. Maybe it's Kremlin language, but when you spoke about last year and 2017, you spoke over about a very good year and excellent year. And now you are talking about good quarter. Is there a difference of tone?
Yes and no. Good question. By the way, last year was 18 and not 17, but that is just for the record.
Yes.
it's all what's in a word. You can call it an excellent or very good or good year. Of course, we see that this first half year in our materials business, we see the impact of the economic climate, and we have no profit increase. We have a flat EBITDA, and therefore, yeah, is it an excellent year with a flat EBITDA in our materials business? Maybe not excellent, and we see the impact. Do we do that in that business better than competition? I think clearly so. So in the environment which we operate, I think we do very good. In a nutrition business with more than 10% profit growth, yeah, you can give the qualifications you want to give, but I would call that pretty, very strong, excellent, good, whatever it is. But more than 10%, 13% first half year, second and first quarter. In nutrition business, 70% of our total is. I think a performance that many would be proud upon, so why not we ourselves also? But indeed, if you see some carefulness, I said, well, listen, the materials business is impacted, much less than competition, but it is impacted. So let's recognize also in our wordings that we see also the developments in the economic climate out there. That is basically what we do. But still also the total company, Hans, doing high single-digit profit increase over the total year in this economic climate. Call it what you want to call it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Yes. Okay.
For questions, star one. Go ahead, please. There are no further questions. Please continue.
Okay. Feike, would you care to make some closing remarks before we close the call?
Yeah. Well, thanks again for calling in and spending time on DSM. Appreciate it. I think it's also a company worse to spend time upon, but I'm biased and not objective, maybe. I think, coming back to Hans Verbakel of Financial Dagblad, I think indeed we had a good or very good or strong performance, especially, of course, in nutrition in this first half year, with good and organic growth and an EBITDA increase above 10%, 13%, which I think is very strong. Our materials business is flat in the economic climate we operate upon. I call that also good. Reiterating our outlook for the full year, our positive outlook for the full year, which will create in 2019 again, a new record year for DSM, if I'm honest. But also we see innovations well on track on delivering our midterm strategic targets, which we set for 2021. So all in all, I think that DSM is well on track for the year and for the years. And thanks for your interest.
Thank you, Feike. Thank you all, and have a great day.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may now disconnect your line. Thank you.